He still showed me the Osei. He still showed me the Osei. Now I knew a certain man. I knew. That was many years ago. He was that man. So came from Europe, and in those days, in the 1930s, so it was impossible to get a decent job without working on Shabbos. Not like today. Today, anyone who wants to observe Shabbos can observe Shabbos. But in those days, it involved a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. So he came here, he didn't get a job, and he opened up a grocery store on Broadway in Washington Heights. And the man kept the store open on Shabbos. And whatever was necessary for his business, he did everything. He did everything. I mean, he wrote everything. But what was not necessary for his business, he observed everything. He davened every day Ashkomen Minyan. And then, in those days, he attended the Daf Yomi. I mean, it's such a type of a person. All right. Then, my father, at one time, he was a Kayan. So, and he davened in the same shul. So he didn't want to duchen. Somebody told him that since he's Michal Shabbos, he cannot duchen. So my father forced him to duchen. He forced him to duchen. My father told him, "Die stot after vermachen, aber zum duchen hat es nicht." Anyway, so he didn't want to duchen because some rov paskened him that it's not avera to duchen. He didn't want, and my father pressured him so much that he had to duchen. And then he cried so much. It was on a Rosh Hashanah. And he duchened, he cried so much. And then he came to my father's house. And my father had a talk with him. And it turned out that it was the fault of his wife, that he was Michal Shabbos. And then my mother, Zechen Levroch, had talked to the wife. And he became Mishima Shabbos. But for years, he was Michal Shabbos in everything that was necessary for his livelihood. But what was not necessary for his livelihood, so he observed everything. He observed everything. And so he davened every day b'tzibu. So in other words, so we can visualize such a situation. Suppose he's a type of a person who wouldn't be Michal Shabbos for Eichli. Why does he have to be Michal Shabbos for Eichli? So we'll eat. He'll eat a few hours later, he can fast. But let's say if it's a kele in which he can carry some diamonds and he can make a big gain, so that he was not going to curb his yitzara for money. So memele kishoga kala ichlin vihizitala kele, and that kele, so he took out not only for the purpose of carrying the ichlin, so he carried it out for the ichlin too. But for the Eichlin, he carried it out because he is shaving. He thought that it's not osa to carry Eichlin. The Torah was matter. Just as the Torah was matter carrying Eichlin on Yom Tev, so he thought the Torah was matter carrying Eichlin on Shabbos too. He was a shaving. And had he known that it's osa to carry Eichlin, he wouldn't have dared carry out Eichlin. But the kele that he needed, he expected to put a diamond in it. So it was, there was a great temptation. So memele, it's not considered shov mi d'osei. So it's considered shov mi d'osei. It's not considered any shov mi d'osei. Because we see from that gemara. So if we explain the gemara in here, yes, the way the Mir in Chum explains it, then whether one is considered Chav Midosei or is not considered Chav Midosei. So it doesn't depend upon the specific situation, but it depends whether the person in general is a Chav Midosei. And if the person in general is ready to be Michal Shabbos, even though in the specific situation where he had on the table Echticha of Chelev and Echticha of Shumen, he would have refrained from eating the chilev, he is still, according to the Miri in Chum, he is still considered in Ishav Midosei. But Rashi and most Rishonim, they explain it the other way. So in other words, whether one is considered Ishav Midosei depends not upon the general caliber of the person, but on the specific situation. Whether in that situation, had he been reminded of his oblivion, of his mistake, would he have refrained from the Aveir or not? And if we know that this person, for whatever reason there is, whether it's logical or not logical, doesn't make any difference. If in his mind, had he been reminded of that mistake, and he would have been told that there is an Issa Ritzoya and Ochlin too, he wouldn't have carried the Ochlin. But the Kehle he carried because he expects to make a big gain, to put a diamond in it. And he's afraid that if he doesn't put the diamond in the Kehle, so it might be stolen, the diamond. So if he's that kind of a person, so the male is considered Chalmidiose. And the same thing is true. The same thing is true. The Rashbam's Girose. Can you show Gakala Kalim? Visit Aloechlin? Viloy Hisru. Viloy Hisru boy. So, in other words, it's a different type of a person. Every person has his own temptations. He's the kind of a person that Kalim, if he knew that it's Osir, he wouldn't carry Kalim. Because after all, he's not hungry for Kalim, he can't eat the Kale. But Eichlin, even though he knows it's Osir, but he cannot control his appetite for food. So Memele, but had he been reminded of his mistake as to Kalim, so he would have refrained from carrying the Kale. So Memele, in that specific situation, according to the Rashbam, he's considered Shomidiose. He's considered Shomidiose. Now, why is Teisves Masik and Rashi and the Rashbam? Is it that Teisves didn't conceive of such a crazy person that would refrain from carrying Eichlin if he had found out that it's Osir, but he doesn't refrain from carrying the Kele in which he can put a diamond? I mean, after all, this is conceivable. So apparently, Teisves Shita is that even if he is the type of a person, so Memele still he is considered in Shom Midiose. So we don't have to say that Teisves agrees with the Shita of the Meir in Chum, because it seems that most Rishonim agree with Rashi's Pshat in Heres, and Rashi's Pshat in Chum too. I mean, not with the Meir's Pshat in Chum. That's the Chum. But still, here is different. Because, true, according to the pshat of most Rishonim, in the Gemara in Heres, Gemara in Chum, so in other words, if a person is a mumel echel chilev litov, litovim, he eats, but lahaches not, and not only lahaches not, even when it's a question of one or the other, so he is makpid not to eat chilev, as long as he doesn't interfere with his appetites. So he is makpid not to behave at the Issa of Chilev. But if it interferes with his appetites, so his appetites have precedence. So Memele, so in such a case, if a person had on the table Ichticha of Chilev and Ichticha of Shumet, and he was laboring under the mistake that the Ichticha of Chilev was really Shumet, and he ate, had he been reminded at the time, no, this is not Shumen, this is Chilev, he would have refrained from eating it. So he's considered Shom Midiose. So even though the person in general does not refrain from the Avere, but in this particular situation, he refrains from the Avere. So over there, he had a Lomdish reason. I mean, not a... It's a Lomdish reason. That as to why he refrains from eating chilev when he has shumen available and does not refrain. In other words, he's a mumel litovim and not a mumel achis. There is a difference, Alpidin, between a mumel litovim and a mumel achis. There is a difference. A mumel achis who is not only if he's lachis as biri mamish, but who isn't makpid. Who eats chilev even if he has an opportunity to eat shumen, is a much bigger roshe than a mumalitovim who only eats chilev when he has nothing else to eat. So memele he can be considered chomidiyosi, because there is a difference in the maisa avere between eating chilev litovim and eating chilev leachis. But between one kind of temptation and another kind of temptation, there is no difference, Al-Bedin, in the Shem Roshe. Two people have these concepts. They distinguish between one temptation and another temptation. But Al-Bedin, Mumar Litovim is Mumar Litovim. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a temptation it is. And Lehaches is Lehaches. So Memele, over there, it can be considered. So we don't have to say that Teisves agrees with the Pshat of the Meir Incho. Teisves can agree with the Pshat of Rashi. But over there, since he refrains from eating chilev when it's not lit oven, so maybe it can be considered chom midiose. Why? Because there is a difference in the status of the gavre. So such a gavre is not in mumel hachis in any way. He is only in mumel litov. Mashein kein, a person who for certain tiovens is Mechal Shabbos, for certain tiovens is not Mechal Shabbos, there is no difference in the status of the Gavre. So it's for an unreasonable reason that he refrains from carrying a Kele and does not refrain from carrying an Eichel. So Memele is not considered Shomer Yosi. Mashein Kein, where he refrains from eating chilev lahachis, but he doesn't refrain from eating chilev litiovim. So then I'll pretend there is a difference in the status of the gavre. One gavre, one who eats litiovim, is a mumel litiovim, and he has a din of achicho l'chol advorim. We are mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzedakah and everything. And the other one is a mumel lahachis. So where I'll pretend there is a distinction in the status. So then, he can be considered Shomer Yosi. Mashing in here, there is no difference. But he, subjectively, he distinguishes between one kind of Itzoy and another kind of Itzoy. So, that does not make him Shomer Yosi. But the Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam is that in view of the fact that Shomer Yosi does not depend upon the general caliber of the person as to whether he's Shomer Yosi, but upon the specific situation, whether in the specific situation is Shomer Yosi, so Memele, for whatever reason, he will refrain from one Itzoye, but not from the other, so vis-a-vis that Itzoye, he is considered Shomer Yosi, even though it's a crazy reason, an unreasonable reason. But subjectively, in his mind, he would have refrained from this itzoy of the Kele had he been reminded of his mistake. All right. Thank you. Thank you. The machlek is the Rambam and the Raivet in regard to Meitzias Eichel in the Kli. So, Potter Rafal Kli. So, the Raivet mentions the Yerushalmi, which that when we say that Meitzias Eichel in the Kli is Potter Rafal Kli, because the Kli is Tofil to the Eichel, only in Halin Tusi, Shein Tzrichim Likeli, because it will be almost impossible, not actually impossible, but very difficult to carry tussin berries, blueberries, blackberries, without the cave. He could, I mean, in his fist he could do it, but it will be very difficult. So then the cave becomes bottled to the eichel. Mashenki, let's say, it's a big fruit, let's say pomegranate. So you could just as easily carry it without the cave. So then, he is not potter. So then he is not potter. So kehalin tusi sheyitzrichim dekele, because the kele makes it easier. So why is it hamitzis achai b'mito? Is potter for mito? He take out the child in a carriage. So there too, I mean, any day me, when you carry the child like this, and your hands and your shoulders, oh, then it's very exhausting. When you carry it in the carriage, so it's much easier. So it's like two sim in a keel. But let's say a big eichel that could as readily and as conveniently be carried without the keel, so even though he decides to carry it in the keel, so then the keel does not become bottled to the eichel. That's Yerushal. Now, Rav Nissim Goyen also mentions that Yerushal. Rav Nissim Goyen. Hameitzei yechlim pochet moshir b'chli potach l'kli sh'akvi t'vilei b'gmored min arove garse hode atoma b'tzrichon l'keilim k'in ilen tusi avoli minum tzrichin l'keilim chayiv avol akev. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between eichlim that are very small like berries or other eichlim. So the Magmishne says that the Rambam holds that our gemor is chayiv. Alright, so the Sameach. The Magmishne mentions the Gemara in Perek Neitel, but from that Gemara there is no Rai. The Sameach mentions the Gemara in Suki. Alright. So do we have a Machlekes Ram and Rai? Now, last time I said that the Rabbi Hananel also mentioned the Yerushalmi, but at that time I forgot to say that even though the Rabbi Hananel also mentions the Yerushalmi, but Rabbi Hananel has his own shita. And as a matter of fact, Rabbi Hananel obviously had a different gears in the Yerushalmi. And it appears from Rav Nissim Goyen that there was another gears. Because Rav Nissim Goyen, in citing that Yerushalmi, he says, "Bigmore dibnei ma'arove garsino, ho de atoma bitzrichem lekelin kedile tusye." And that's the Girsa we have in our text. So why does he say Gasinon? He should say be Yerushalmi. Apparently there was another Girsa. And it seems that Rabbi Nechananel had a different Girsa. And according to that Girsa, it's just the opposite of what the Raimet says and Rabbi Nissim Goyen says and of what the Yerushalmi, our Yerushalmi, purports to say. Now let's see the Rabbi Hanan. See, on the next tone, on the next line. So he says, Amei tzeich li poches mechishiyo b'chli poter af al akli, sh'akli tfiloi, v'im heitzi kishiyo b'chli chayv al heichli, u poter al akli, v'im oi akli tzorich li chayv al ze v'al ze, ki gin shetzorich li yichel, v'im hoyo akli tzorich li, that's the same for the mission. If he's tzorich li kli, so he's chayv al kli too. Chayv al zeh, ki gei shetzorich leichel v'tzorich hoy lekli. In other words, he wants to have the keile to put something in that keile. After, first he carries the eichel in that kli, and then, once he reaches his destination, he wants to place something in that keile. So, memele, the use of the keile is not only as a container for the eichel. I mean, that he wants to use something else besides the use for that eichel that he's carrying out. V'tzorich hoidlikli. Iname. So then he is chayv for the keile. Iname. Another case where he's chayv for the keile is shein yochel lehitzi eso eichel elobikli. Kein atusi. Atusi. So elbels. So he mentions another case where he's chayv on the keile also where he couldn't be meitzi the Eichel without putting it in the Keile. Now it's just the reverse of the Raimet and Rav Nissim Goyen. And the reverse of what the Yerushalmi says in our text. So apparently the Rach had a different Girsa in the Yerushalmi. And it seems, even though there is no Hechech, I mean it could mean, when Rav Nissim Goyen says, B'gmored Marove Garse, he means Imri. But the Loshni is Garse. In other words, apparently, it seems that there was another girsa in the Yerushalmi. Which other girsa? Probably the girsa of the Rach. So the Rach says just the antithesis of what the Raivet is. According to the Raivet and according to our girsa in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi is saying that when do we say that the Kli is tofel to the Eichel? Only when he carries berries in the Kelim. So he couldn't with ease, I mean, but only with great deal. So he couldn't with ease carry the berries without the Kelim. So Mele, the Kelim is subservient, completely subservient to the Eichel, to the berries. So it's bottled to the berries. Mashenke, if he carries out a pomegranate, or a pomegranate, or let's say one orange in the Kelim, so he could just as readily carry that without the Kelim. But he wants to maintain dignity. So in other words, he doesn't want to carry. But as far as the physical act is concerned, he could just as easily carry out the orange, the pomegranate, without the Kelim. So the Mele, he doesn't become bottled to the Kelim. He doesn't come bottled to the Kelim. That's according to Raimit. And according to the Rachskir and Yerushalmi, just the reverse. So when do we say that the Kelim becomes bottled if he carries out the pomegranate in the Kelim? So he could have carried the pomegranate without the Kelim, but he carries it in the Kelim. So the Mele, he wouldn't have carried the Kelim if not for the pomegranate. He wouldn't have carried it. Why does he carry the Kelim? Because of the pomegranate. And he could carry the pomegranate even without the Kelim. But he decided to carry the pomegranate, the orange, in the basket. So the Mele, it becomes bottle. What it means becomes bottle? Because there is aloch in it, so in order to be chayev, it has to have a certain chshivas. And let's say poches mikikregres, it doesn't have chshivas. So the Mele, in this particular situation, since he could carry the orange, the pomegranate without the kale, and he is not carrying the kale for itself, but because of the pomegranate and the pomegranate. So if, let's say, it's like something like berries, so even though he carries the kale because of the berries, but since he's interested in carrying the berries and he couldn't carry the berries without the kale, so mainly it's in the machosh of the kale. So it's in the machosh because of the berries. So mainly since the kale, so the kale acquires chshivas in this particular itzoye because of the berries. Mashein kein, if he carries the pomegranate in the kele, so it's not in the machoshuv. It's like poches mikikregres. It has no chshivas here in this itzoye. It has no chshivas. True, in another itzoye it might have chshivas, but in this particular itzoye, it's like a small piece of paper. It has no chshivas, less than the shiur. So because even though he carries it for the pomegranate, but he could carry the pomegranate without it. Mashein kein, where he carries berries, so then it acquires shivas. So the Rach is chilik on the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say that it's a special halacha that the Kelim becomes bottled to the chayvetz and the kalim and the chayvetz. It's a special halacha. So mimele, of course, if it becomes bottled, it has no shivas. But according to the Rach, so there is no halacha that it becomes bottle. It becomes bottle because it has no chshivas. According to the other Rishonim, it becomes bottle because it becomes bottle. Why does it become bottle? Because he's not carrying it for its own sake. He carries it as a container for the eichli. So mele becomes bottle. And if it becomes bottle, so mele it has no chshivas. But first it has to become bottle. Mashenkin, according to the Rach, there is no halacha that by itself it becomes bottled just because he doesn't carry it for itself. No, because he carries it for an eichel that could be carried without it. So mainly it has no chshivas. So that's why it's bottled. But where it has chshivas, let's say when he carries it to carry berries, so then it doesn't become bottle. Only it becomes bottle only when it doesn't have any chshivas in this particular itzoy. Anyway, it's a very strange shite, but this is the shite of the Rach, and it seems that he had a different girse in the Yerushalmi. Now, the Mishnah says in so many words, es achai b'lito is poter af al amito. So we have to say, because it's achai b'lito, when you carry a child in the carriage, you still could carry the child without the carriage. Mashein came. So Mimeli Spota, Mashainkin, when you carry berries, you couldn't. Not that you couldn't mamish, but with great difficulty, with extreme difficulty, you could carry it. So Mashainkin, a Chayvi Mito, even though it makes it more convenient, but he could carry even without the Mito. Even without the Mito. So the mito has no chshivus. All right. Now the Gemara. Es achai b'mito poter af al amito. Leim emastis reb nosni v'loy rabon. Titanye hamei tzibeim achayovei v'leshus arabim tzibreis v'tisep. Bein chayim bein shchutim chayev reb nosni meir. Al shchutin chayim, val chayim poter, shachayim eisayis atzmei. So Rav Nosson says chayim eisayis atzmei, but Rabbonon achilek. Amar Rove, avilu teim Rabbonon. Ad kamli plig Rabbonon alid Rav Nosson, elo bipheim ochayoviv, gimshar vaten afshayim. Avol adam chayim, din eisayis atzmei, afil Rabbonon meide. So, when had Rabbonon Chilek and Rav Nosson only by Shor Balachayim, not a human being. So Shor Balachayim, they don't cooperate, and they drag themselves. In other words, they stifle themselves. Not that they don't drag. I mean, they stifle themselves. They make themselves burdensome, they're heavy. So Mimele, they're not cooperating. So Mimele, there is no din of Chaliz Esatz. Avodim Chai, the Neisayis Atzmei, Afil Rabbono made but in Odom, since he's Neisayis Atzmei, so even Rabbono made that Chai is Neisayis Atzmei. Divshavet and Afshaye, Mishamtim Kelapei Mato, Umarbidim Atzmon, Lehashmit Miyad Hanes, Miyad Hanes. Omer Ravade Barav El Rov, Vihod Ignam Bemsire Mater Bisus, Vitanye Bemsir Mater Bisus Mipnejuese Bimilocho Shein Hayovim Olofchatos. Now the aloche is the Chachom im Womisakin that one should not sell a behemogasol in Ochi. Actually, it should be muta. With the rice, it should be muta. Because once you sell a behemogasol to a goy, so memele it's not yours, so it's not, there is no shvis advente, it's not his behem. But it's also to be mashir or be maskir behim gas. If the gnochri is going to use it for meloche, because even though the goy will do it for meloche with that behim, but in other words, let's say if you rent out an axe to a goy and the goy will plow the land with the axe. So Memele, even though the goy does the melacha and the goy is allowed to do melacha and Shabbos, but it's the Jews behemoth. So he'll be either the essay of Shvisas behemoth. So when is it Osamit Raise? Only when you don't turn over title to the goy. Mashenkin, when you sell, you turn over title to the goy, so then there is no Isa. But the Chachomim answered, Mechiras behimogasol inochi mishum exere, that if we allow a Yisrael to sell it to a goy, he will be tempted to rent it out and to lend it out also, and then he'll be aver shvisas bemde. But there is a way of selling behimogasol to a goy. In other words, through a broker. In other words, if you do it through a mediator, through a broker, then it's muta. Why? Because it's not the derech to lend out a behemoth or to rent out a behemoth through a broker. It's only when you lend out, so then the bailim himself does it. but not three brooks. So three brooks, so if you want to sell a behemoth to a goy, so the only way it is mutter is only three silso, three salso, to three brook. Alright. But directly it's also a mishum exere deal more meshul mega. Maybe you'll lend it out or it'll rent it out. Oh. So the Mishnah says Bimpsire Mata Bisurus that we can sell a horse to a goy. Why? Because there is, even if it will be lent out or rented out, the Yisroel will not be able to say of Shvisas BMT. Why not? Because what is a sus used for? An axe is used for plowing, but a sus is used only for carrying. Vodit nam b'msire mata b'sus, v'tanyi b'msire mata b'sus, m'pni she'isim b'mlocha, she'in chayom b'mlof chatos. V'yom Rabbi Yechon b'msire v'Rab Nosson, omru dover echot, because Rabbi Msire agrees with Rab Nosson, that chayni se satzmei, so m'mele, Isus is not used by the goy for plowing, only for carrying. Whom does he carry? He carries living things. He carries a human being. Someone rides on a horse. So Mimele, according to Rav Nosson, the suits will not do a melochet rice anyway. So there is no shvizet b'emte. Vi amred liplig rabon alid Rav Nosson el b'imachai ve'im shemishav et nafshai. But an odom, so the rabon namede, so why do we have to say that b'mseire must agree with Rav Nosson, b'mseire can accord with Rabon as well? Because what is a horse used for? For carrying human beings. I mean, you don't see that one behemoth should ride on a horse. So a human being rides on a horse. So Mimele, even according to Rabbanon, the horse, when a human being rides on it, will not, so the owner of the horse will not be where the SL should be. Vamred, Afil Rabbanon, Kiyom Rabbi Yechanan, Bisusa Miuchet Leifis. So in other words, because when Bisura is Mata Bisus, so is Mata in all Susim. So, of course, most Susim are used for human beings to ride on them. But some Susim are used to carry certain kind of birds of prey. In other words, let's say falcons, innate. So according to Rav Nosson, even if Israel allows that his horse should carry, let's say, a falcon, an eitz, a bird, so he's not able to use BMT, because Chayli says Atzmei, so the falcon is also an eitz Atzmei. But according to Rabbanon, if a horse carries a falcon, an eitz, So then the horse doesn't melochet the raise. So merely Israel is able to say of Shvisas Ben. So when Bemseira says Bemseira Mata Bisus, so it means also sin, even a sus that is miyuchet leifes. Kiyom Rabbi Yechon says miyuchet leifes. Umi kesus miyuchet leifes. Hey, ike. To be vad. All right. Now the Rashi. Mata b'sus, we make a yoch, in kishlechas asus, in my odo mei say so, in chayim ala chatos, b'lechi ve'imit, v'achay ni se satz, v'yodo osro limkir behim agasu l'nochi, v'shim shayim, v'shim schire, so ser, v'isus inam de mei shirun migya, la v'isur drai zilke, she'im zu melochi tzal asus, v'ga be'azoras, shvizat behim o melocha tzim, v'om rabi yichanen, da sinan b'vaden, shal zayod eifes, shal eisin la asus eifes, kishin chayim, kinei tzu mine, lo tzu tzor eifes, v'loi Mishal v'tenafshay, the loikshir. Mishal now, so there is a marshal. But the marshal explains it very well. I mean, of course, on the surface, this Rashi is very strange. So he says, Rashi says, Shotzayod eifes, sheneisten lasus eifes, kishenchai, kirinei tzuminei, birds of prey, like a falcon, lotu tzor eifes, v'loi mishal v'tenafshay, the loikshir. It's not, they're not tied. They're not tied. So Mimele, according to Rav Nosson, it is, there is no melochet on by the horse. So Mildona is not Eveya. The essay of Shvus is Bemte. So he says, why according to Rav Nosson? So there is no Meloche because since they are not tied, so the Mishabit Nafshaye. So the Marshos Kashi is against Rashi. When is this important? According to whom is this important? Whether it's Mishabit Nafshaye and at Mishabit Nafshaye, according to Rav Nosson, Rabbonon of Rav Nosson. So the Rabbonon of Rav Nosson say that Balbala Chayim. So there is no Chayim Zesatzme. There is no Chayim Zesatzme. Only by an Odom. So because an Odom doesn't stand for himself. But Balbala Chayim is Mishabit Nafshaye. But we are talking here about Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson says Chayim Zesatzme even Balbala Chayim, even though it's Mishabit Nafshaye. So why does Rashi have to emphasize this? Since it's Loi Kshire, then Atayit. So it's Loi Mishabit Nafshaye. According, we are dealing with Rav Nosson. According to Rav Nosson, it doesn't matter that it's Mishabit Nafshaye. Because every Balbala Chayim is Mishabit Nafshaye. Still, Rav Nosson says that it's that so that's the kashe. That's the kashe of the mashal. I might have made a mistake. I said the kashe of the mashal. That's the kashe of the mashal. That's the kashe of the mashal. But the mashal explains it very well. The mashal says that Rav Nosson holds there is, we say Chayim Zesatzme even Balachayim, even though Balachayim is Mishavet and Afshayim. So what does it mean Mishavet and Afshayim? They stifle themselves. So it means Mishavet and Afshayim, they stifle themselves. They don't cooperate sufficiently. That's what it means. They don't cooperate sufficiently. But the Gemara says, may the Rav Nosson be kofus. Why? So even though according to Rav Nosson, there is no Yisrael Yitzoyim in the Raise to carry a dog or a cat. A Balchai, there is no Yisrael Raise. But if the dog or the cat is bound, so then there is an Yisrael Raise. What's the difference whether it's bound or it's not bound? The answer is, even according to Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson also says, Chayim Yisrael Raise. Rav Nosson Eimer al Shvut and Chayim al Chayim Poter, Shachayim Yisrael Raise. So even according to Rav Nosson, it's based upon the fact that he eases himself. But it's a question of degree. So the Rabbonans hold that this kind of Nitzias Atzmei is insignificant. Because after all, they don't really cooperate. I mean, they don't have the intelligence to cooperate. A Balchai. Mashin ki denodom. So he is cooperating with Nodom. So there is a greater degree of lightening the burden by an Odom than by Balchai. But there is an element of lightening the burden. The Balchai lightens the burden when he's carried. But according to Rabbanon, that is insignificant. According to Rav Nosson, so even that small degree of lightening the burden that is involved in carrying a Balchai, any Balchai, also constitutes the din of Chayim Zesatzme. Mashenki by Kofus, there is no element of lightening the burden by Kofus, by Kofus or by Chile. So there is no element of lightening the burden. So even Rav Nosson is made it, that it's a Masse. It's a Masse. So Mele, when Rashi says this, what the Masho explains. The Vadian shall say, Yodi Efesh, and Isla Sus Efes, Kishen Hoy, Kinetsu Mine, Lotu Chor Efes, Viloi Mishavete Nafshaye, and they are not Mishavete Nafshaye completely. The Lord Shire. So it's only a little bit Mishavete Nafshaye, but they don't stifle themselves absolutely, completely, 100%. So Mimele, Mashainke, if you will have, let's say, so only because that horse carries a falcon that is not tied, but let's say if it's a horse that carries, let's say, chickens, let's say, aphids that are tied, so then, even according to Rav Nosson, they stifle themselves 100%. So when Rashi says, Rimishavet and Afshaye, 100%. Even though it's Mishabat and Afshayek Tzad. חליס הסעצרים, ומשמו חום רביכם במסירה, ומשמו חום רביכם במסירה, ורב נוס לא מודברך. אורי, נא. עומר רביכם, ומידה רב נוס מקופס, בנעיב, בנעוד, if he's bound, then we don't say, חליס הסעצרים. We don't say Chayni says that. All right. So the Gemara says, Tashi Omer Ravade Bamas Nelabaye Vuane Parsoye Dichemam Dichvise Dome Viomar Bichen Memsir Evrem Nosen Omru Devarechot. So what does it mean when the Psir says that you are allowed to sell a horse to a Nochi? So it means every Nochi, every Goy, including the Persians. And the Persians, so they didn't carry themselves. I mean, it took them a long period to walk a few hours, the Persians. And the Gemara assumed that was physically, it was difficult for them to walk, the Persians. Physically, not psychologically, but physically it was difficult for them to walk. So it's like kofos. Why do we say kofos? So Rav Nosson is made there because a kofos, a bound balchai or a bound person, doesn't lighten the burden. So Mimele, the Persians, so for whatever reason it was, but the fact was that they hardly carried themselves, so they couldn't lighten their own burden, so they should have a din of a kofos. And still, and Rabbi Yechanan says, "B'mseira v'Rav Nosson amru devarechot." What does B'mseira say? B'mseira says that you're allowed to sell a sus to a nochi, to every nochi, including Persians. And even the aristocrats, I mean, this is not all Persians, that was the noblemen among the Persians. So, including to such a enochi, you're allowed to sell. So, but to such a enochi, you shouldn't be allowed to sell, because the Persian noblemen will ride on the horse, and then the aloche of Chaylis Esatzmi doesn't apply to a Persian nobleman, because they didn't carry themselves. So Mimele, so and still he says B'mseir Rav Nosson Amru Devarechot. So that seems that according to Rav Nosson, we apply the halacha of Chaynis Esatzmei even ligabe a person or a balchai who doesn't lighten the bird. It's a special halacha who doesn't lighten the bird. So it's a kashe against Rabbi Yechanan. Vohane pasuye dechman dechvise dome. Vom rabbi chenen bepsire v'rab nosen amud avarechot. So the Gemara says, no, it's not that the Persians physically they can't carry themselves out of arrogance of gaive. They musruche udinoketlo. So dahu par dishache dirotach malke iloye viroi tlote parse mikare. So a balgaive so walks okibitzat gedu. So it takes him a long time to walk. I mean, a few feet. So that doesn't mean that he can't. He can walk fast too. He can lighten his burden, but he doesn't. So Mimele seems physically. So, but when he's carried, so in other words, when he walks himself, so out of Gaive, he doesn't. So then he walks very slowly. So it appears as if he doesn't lighten the burden, but when he's carried by somebody else, when a Persian nobleman rides a horse, then the gaive is not affected, his ego is not affected by lightening the burden. So Mimele, he does lighten the burden. So we say Chaynis Esatzmei. All right. Kiman Nichvisedon. Shereichvim Utofim Bibgodim Rechovim. V'gam heim atzmon mu'unogim mi'hotzik al oretz. Mi'hotzik al oretz. Now, so, liflugu, he could say, so Rashi mentions two reasons as to why that the Gemara assumed that they have a din of the kofos. One is because they were dressed up in godim rechovim. going to the Chavim. So Mamele, it was difficult for them to walk fast. And then Vigamim Atzma Minogi. They felt inhibited in, you know, in walking with regular pace. So they walked Okimisagel. They dragged themselves on the floor. They didn't really walk. So I said before that the Havamin of the Gemara could have been that the Gemara assumed that physically they had to drag themselves. But Rashi mentions Sherich bin Bibgodim Mutofim Bibgodim Rechovim. And then we got him atzmo menog masar. So bishleim reich v'mutofim b'godim rechovim. So the Gemara's havamine could have been that on account of the fact that they were muted b'godim rechovim, so it was physically difficult for them to make real footsteps. So the Gemara gives the teretz. No, even when one is muted b'godim rechovim, it's still not physically difficult to make. To lighten the burden. It's only because of gaive, so they drag themselves on the floor. So, but Rashi also mentions v'gamim atzmo munogim mihotzei kaloretz. Munogim mihotzei kaloretz. So that means, so even the Havamin, Rashi explained it in the Havamin of Gemara, in Gemara's Kashi. So that means that the Gemara in the Kashi knew, that's the second notion. In other words, that they drag themselves on the floor because they are menogim. In other words, psychological reasons, not because of physical reasons. So if the Gemara in the Havamin knew that because of psychological factors, they drag themselves on the floor, the Persian nobleman. So how could the Gemara and the Havamina equate it with cuisine? So we have to say that even though the Gemara, according to Rashi, so the Gemara, the Makshin also knew that for psychological reasons they drag themselves on the floor, not for physical reasons. I mean, according to one Lashon, so it could have been for physical reasons, but according to the second time that Rashi mentions, for psychological reasons, but the Gemara and the Havamina assumed that whatever the reason is, let it be because of psychological reasons. So that means that they were inhibited in making real footsteps. They were inhibited, psychologically inhibited. So even though this inhibition originated in Gaive, but the fact is that they were psychologically inhibited. And it wasn't easy for them, you know, to walk like regular people. So Mimele, they should have a din of Ikofus. So the Gemara's teretz is no. Since it is possible for them, even though psychologically it was difficult, because their arrogance was so part of them that it was psychologically very difficult for them to walk instead of dragging themselves. But since it is possible for them, V'horaye, when he was under terrific pressure, when the king gave him an issue, an order that he must see him, so then he was able to run three pasoyes. Bikarei, so Mimele, that means that they are capable of walking instead of dragging themselves on the floor. So Mimele, the aloha of Chaynei Satsme applies. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Shachaynei Satsme. Temelri. Lomo Potter. When we learned, I think, the first parak, it is a Shabbos, I mentioned that Teisves, and I mentioned Reb Chaim Siteretz and Teisves Kasha. Teimelri, Lomo Potter. Di mishum shachai mitle satzme, vale afilu bimase kal yeise ischaye. So why we say that he's potter because chayim is a satzme? In other words, that means that he cooperates. The carried person cooperates with the carrier. So that means it's like shnayim shosu. So shnayim shosu. But so what? Vafilu. So he said v'mishum shnayim. So if you are going to say because on account of the fact that he lightens the burden, So mainly it's not heavy, it's not difficult for the carrier to carry in, because he cooperates the carried person. I mean, the carried balchai, so cooperates. So, but halacha is, you are chayev even if you carry a handkerchief. Even if you carry a handkerchief, I mean a light object, it doesn't matter how light it is. And here, each time she also, the carrier and the carried. Because Tesis already pointed out, that the yochel is in a yochel, doesn't depend as to whether he has the potential. He might be a heavyweight, but the way he carries it, so it's in the yochel. So in that position, we consider him as in the yochel. So here, when he is carried, let's say on the shoulder of the person, when the carried person or the carried balchai is carried on the shoulders of the person, so in that position, the carried couldn't carry himself. He couldn't fly b'avir. So he could only carry himself by walking on the ground, not b'avir. And here, when it's on the shoulder of the person, so he by himself couldn't do it without the carrier. And the carrier could carry him even without lighting the bird. Let's say, suppose he had been covers. So then he wouldn't lighten the bird. The carrier would still be able to carry it. It would be a little more difficult. So mainly it's a yochel. Vizeini yochel, so the yochel should be chayim, so the carrier should be chayim. Carrier should be chayim. Shiranisi yochel is atzmul anisi. Vanisi is bekeach lanisi afilo yamis. Veimari the mishkon gamrino. Shalor yonisi in dova chayim. Shat choshim voeili mo yoheilchim beragleyen. Vachalozein. So miyad. So in other words, so in the mishkon they were no enemy. I mean, apparently he's discussing Rabnos, because he mentions Atchoshim Vo'eilim Vo'eilchim Beragleyem. So that is relevance only according to Rabnos, not according to Rabbono. So in other words, so in Mishkan there were no living things that the Israelites in the Mishkan carried. But just they were all living things, Atchoshim Eilim. So they didn't carry, the Israelites didn't have to carry them. Now, but they were small living things, chalozei. So the Gemara says, chalozei. So your peitzim is terem yomos. The chamodis bin ishomat v'nichalei. So there was no opportunity for the Israelites in the Mishkan to carry living things. So mele, when is there a chiyuv? When is there a chiyuv of a chatos, of itzoye, when you carry an inanimate object, not when you carry an inanimate object? Now, so the Sfasemeh says the kashe. I mean, of course, that seems to be very strange. I mean, does it mean that everything has to be the way it was in the Mishkan? There were many objects that didn't exist in the Mishkan. So the Sfasemeh's kashe is, so if you have a new object, so then there shouldn't be any chiyuv itzoye. I mean, the Sfasemeh doesn't mention it, but we can mention it. In the Mishkan, they didn't have a television set. So does that mean, because of that, there is no chiyuv chatos if one carries in the Rishus HaRabim a television set? I mean, what's the pshat? And then, if it's Yalfuse from the Mishkan, it has to be an object that existed in the Mishkan. So why does the Gemara, and living things did not exist in the Mishkan. So why does the Gemara say, Umeid Rabnosim Bekofus? So what's the difference, Kofus or not Kofus? It didn't exist in the Mishkan. A Kofus, a bound Balchai wasn't carried in the Mishkan either. Not that it didn't exist, they existed Balchai, but it wasn't carried. It wasn't carried in the Mishkan. Unless you'll say, because why after all, living Balchayim did exist in the Mishkan, Tchoshim Eilim, but the Tchoshim Eilim or Yoheilchim Beragleyem. So which Tchoshim Eilim or Yoheilchim Beragleyem, if it wasn't bound, but if for some reason, sometimes an aisle was bound, so then the Israelites in the Mishkan had to carry him, but why should an aisle be bound? I mean, why should it be bound? So we have to say that Tesis doesn't mean that mimishkin gamrinon. Mimishkin gamrinon. Shiroyonisin dovachai shatoshere. Teitzves also, according to Teitzves, must admit that it's based upon the fact that it lightens its burden. The Braise says so. Ramnos Neima al Shrutin Chayim al Choyim Potter Shachaynis es Atzmei. So he mentions that as a reason. But Teisves Kashi was. So what if it lightens his burden? But it's Ze Yochil Vizein Yochil. And the general rule is Ze Yochil Vizein Yochil. Is the Yochel is Chayev. So here too, the carrier is a Yochel. He should be Chayev. So Teisves says, on the basis of the general principle in Yochanan. But since we learn out everything from the Mishkan, so Mimele, and in the Mishkan, we didn't have it, so yet. Or where the carried thing, the carried object lightens its burden. So Mimele, we learn out from the Mishkan, and we learn out from the Mishkan that in such a case there is no Chiyuv Mitzoy. And it could be Teisus Lishitosei, Teisus says that base, because Hitzoy is in Lochik Ruye, so it has special aloches, and Mimele, even though we have Psukim, two Psukim, Al Yetzi Ishmim Kemei, and Vayachal Yom Ovi, we have two Psukim that imply that the Av of Hitzoy is also Achnosi, is also, not Achnos, Achnosi, that's it all there, I mean, according to that the Hitzoy of Balabais is also, and the Hitzoy of the Oni is also, still, we have to learn out from the Mishkan, that Achnosi is also. Tachnosi is osa. Why? We have two psukim. After all Adam loches, so if a certain act is an av, so anything that bears a resemblance to that work, that act that is an av, becomes a telode. So here too, let Tachnosi become a telode, even without Mishkin and without Tzvore, because it bears a resemblance. The answer is because Hitzoy is Meloche Goy. So even though we have Exerzakos of Lidab Yav, so in order to be constituted into Lode, it must have existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, in regard to Hitzoy, it must conform exactly to the Hitzoy that existed in the Mishkan. And here, so the fact that this object didn't exist in the Mishkan doesn't mean that it doesn't conform to the Hitzoy that existed in the Mishkan. A television set, it did not exist in the Mishkan. But a television set is an object like any other object. What difference does it make? But since here in the act of Hitzoy there is a difference, because it lightens its burden. So on the basis of the general principle, on the basis of Shnaim Shosu, we couldn't pata, because it's a Yochel is a Yochel. But here we got Hitzoy that is Moche Gruye. So it has to conform to the act of Hitzoy, the way it existed in the Mishkan. And since a Baal Chai who lightens the burden does not conform exactly to the Hitzoy that exists in the Mishkan, so Mimele is one. Mashenkin Kofus, so there is no lightening of the burden, so it conforms exactly to the Hitzoy that exists in the Mishkan. So Mimele is Chayev, the fact that it didn't, that this Hitzoy wasn't done doesn't matter, as long as it's the same kind of Hitzoy. This is what Teisus says. Now, I mentioned when we learned Yitzis HaShabbos, so I mentioned what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim gives, it's not printed in anywhere. I didn't see it printed. So Reb Chaim says that we have two halachas. We have a halach of Shnaim Shosu when to carry out, let's say, book. Ze Yochel, let's say, Vize Yochel. So we pass him like Rabbi Yude that he's Potter, that he's Chayim. I'm sorry, that he's Potter. So we pass him like Rabbi Yude that he's Potter. Ze Yochel, Vize Yochel. Ze Yochel, Vize Yochel. And then we have a din of Shnaim Shosu of Zeikav Zemeniach. So it's different halachas. Now I said in explaining the Rashi and the Tzvira Teitzves, that in final analysis is the same aloche. All right, so in final analysis it's the same aloche because of the Gzeras HaTzaki. But so where the Gzeras HaKosov applies, so memele, it comes within the aloche of Asis Yekula Asis Mikzoso. But it's still separate cases. And let's say, and so there is one situation of Zayika Vizemiliach where one does just a fraction of the meloche, and then there is another situation where both do the meloche. So they are, because of a special Zasakosov, it's considered Alpidin that each one did have a meloche. So Alpidin it's considered, but Mitzias, everyone does the meloche. So it's a special aloche that Alpidin, even according to what I said in Rashi. So it's a special aloche that we can, that it comes with the Vasei Kulasis Mitzoso. But it's separate aloches. One aloche is where Bimtzies, one does only one part of the meloche, and then there is another aloche of Shnayim Shosu where two do the whole meloche. So then, if it's poter, it's because Al Pedin we have to consider it as if each did have a meloche. But everyone does the meloche, they both carry it out. So, Mimele, this aloche of Ze Yochel Vizein Yochel has application to the case of Shnayim Shos. Mashainkin to the case of Zeikia Vizeminiach, where one does part of the Meloche and the other one, where only part of the Meloche is done, so then the Aloche of Ze Yochel Vizein Yochel has no application. So Mimele, Chaynes Yisatzmi means that the carried person, when he cooperates with the carrier, so he doesn't cooperate by doing the same kind of act that the carrier does. When two people carry out a boat or a beam, let's say, so then each one does the same thing that the other one does. This one does the carrying, is made see, this one carries and that one carries. But if Reuven and Shimon carry out a beam or a book together, so Reuven does an act of itzoye, and Shimon does an act of itzoye. But if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulder, or a balchai according to Rav Nosson, so mimele, that means that Reuven does an act of carrying. Shimon, when he lightens his burden, there, but so the lightening of the burden on the part of Shimon is considered walking on the part of Shimon. He'll ask, after all, walking means on the ground, but here is on the shoulder. No, so Alpidin is considered walking. When a person himself makes movement in space, even if it's done on the by a carrier, so that's considered walking. It's not considered carrying, it's considered walking. But he walks on the shoulders of another person. So Mimele, we cannot apply the din of Ze Yochel Vizein Yochel. When can we apply the din of Ze Yochel Vizein Yochel? If, let's say, Reuven is Yochel, he carries the beam on the shoulder, and Shimon puts his hand beneath it, so then, the act of Shimon, the help that Shimon gives, is also help in carrying. Mashiach came when Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, where Reuven carries the Balchai on his shoulders. So then, the help that Shimon or the Balchai gives to Reuven, the carrier, is not an act of carrying. It's an act of walking. It's a strange way of walking, but it's an act of walking. So Mimele, it comes within the aloche of Zeikia. So that means that Reuven does only a fraction of the meloche. So maybe it comes within the aloche of Zeikia Zemeniach. If it comes within the aloche of Zeikia Zemeniach, so maybe this din of Ze Yochel Vizemi Yochel has no application. The aloche of Ze Yochel Vizemi Yochel has application only to Shnayim Shos, but not to Zeikia Zemeniach. Now, it is a very thin distinction, but it seems that the Rosh says that. I mean, he uses other terminology, but it seems that the Rosh has the same kavon. It is a Rosh. שהחיים איזה סעד תאימה, מה אין אפילו מיני מיני וזה יוכל וזה אני יוכל דבר הכל חייב ואני איזה אפילו אין אני איזה איזה סעד מי יוכל ואין איזה ואפילו מו ימס ואני איזה אני יוכל איזה סעד מי יאומור איזה איזה ימי פותר יש לימה מי שמדוע אשכחר במשכון היצוי בחי שאת חושים בוהים כמו יוהלכים ברגליהם וחלטיס הסתרת והחלוזי מיד כשניצת מיד פייצן איזה כאין שיום וסגיח לניצל צירי ולא נראה לי so he has the same question as Vasemis asks Vasemis didn't have it in his horse ולא נראה לי ולישנה שהחיים איזה עשה עצמי לא ימש בכיפר הזה לא ימש בכיפר הזה ואוי מה ישנה בהם החיים ואיף מיודו so why the Rabbonon why do the Rabbonon distinguish between Behema Chai and Behef and Orop? Ve'ed, mein af gemine, im lo imotzilu yitzoyu b'lachai mimishken, ein lo chivo, she imotzi mimishken yitzoyu as kola dvori? Rach she imotzilu yitzoyu b'dobar echot? I mean, that's really, that's what I'm discussing. Hilkach nirali, v'lidome li ze yochil, li ze ini yochil. Di hosom, im lo hoyo ze she yochil, misayei, ויו מייסר סיודי, הויו אחר יוכל יצי בעצמי, היו ככה ומסייע השם ממש, וחשבין עלי, כי הוא מסייע, אבל הוכה, אי אפשר כלל, שהניסו ניסו איו, בלוי סיגיו הניסו, היו ככה ומסייע, שיש ממש, ופוטר הנעיסי, ופוטר הנעיסי, אבל הוכה, אי אפשר כלל, שהניסו, שהניסי ניסויהו בלוי סיוע הניסו הילכח הווה מסייע שיש בממש ופוטר הניסי what does it mean? אבל הוכה די אפשר כלל שהניסו ניסויהו בלוי סיוע הניסו and support so that would be שייך only if let's say the person could only carry the carrier could only carry the carried in a case where the carried couples but I mean he's very weak but without the cooperation of the carrier, then the carrier couldn't carry, all right. But his potter, even though the carrier could carry the carried without the cooperation of the carried. So why does he say, Avaloche di efsha klau, shahanese yisoeyu beloisi yuhanese? Why? And suppose the carried person, now suppose the carried person will not cooperate. So then you'll say, you know, if he doesn't cooperate, so certainly, so you could say, according to the Rabbonon, so certainly according to the Rabbonon, who say that Aloch of Chaim is a Satsumi doesn't apply to Balachayim, because they stifle themselves. But it only applies to human beings, because they don't stifle themselves. They lighten themselves. So, but in case where a human being refuses to cooperate and he fights being carried. But the carrier carries him anyway, in spite of their position and the fighting back. So then, according to Rabbonon, he said, you would be chayav. But it could be, according to what the Marsho says, which is very mistaber, that it's not that Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, the lightening of the burden is not important. If the lightening of the burden is not important, so Rav Nosson should say that he is potter even in physikophus. So we see that even we call it Rav Nosson, it's based upon the lightening of the burden. And Rav Nosson also says Chaneis es Atzmei. But Rabbonon hold they it's misham nafshai. In other words, they stifle themselves. They don't lighten themselves 100% as human beings do. But there is an element of Chaneis es Atzmei. There is an element of Chaneis es Atzmei involved even in Balachayim, but according to Rabbonon, that's not enough. Mashainke, where let's say the carried, even if he's a human being, fights back. So then it's very possible that there is no element of lightening the burden. There is no element of lightening the burden. So then he'll be chayev. But why does the Rosh say, Havloche di efsha klau, Shehaniso yisoeyu, Biloi siyu ahaniso. Hilka chamisei shimamesh. It's not so. Why is the efsha klau, Shehaniso yisoeyu, Biloi siyu ahaniso? The carrier could carry the person, even if the carried person or the carried Malchai will fight back. If the carrier is strong enough to overcome that opposition, so he'll still be able to carry. But in such a case, he should be hired. But why does he say the Efsha Klal Shanisi Yiseyu Blaisi Aniso? It's not so. Even if he's a mace, as Tezra says, he would still would be able to carry. So the pshat in the Rosh could be what Reb Chaim says. In other words, when do we apply the principle? When do we apply the principle of ze yochil v'ze niyochil v'ze yochil is chayev if the yochil and the in yochil both do the same act? Both do the same act. But it's here, the yochil and the in yochil. So he says, because here we say, what does the Yochel do? He puts his hand beneath the beam, and it could be eliminated. And then the Yochel would carry it just the same. It would be a little more difficult, but he would carry some melee, since the Yochel participates in what kind of an act? In carrying. And that kind of carrying is insignificant because it could be eliminated. So Mimele, it doesn't. So the Meloche is done not by two acts. The Meloche is done by one act. Because true, Shimon also does something. But that something is a help in carrying. And without that help, he could also do it. Some mele, it's ignored. Mashiach can hear when that's something. True, that Reuven carries the carrot. So Reuven could do it even without the help done by the carrot. Even if the carrot had been a mace, so Reuven could carry. But if the carrot had been a mace, so then there wouldn't be any other act that is a different kind of an act. That is not an act if let's say the carried Balchai or the carried person would be dead person or a dead Balchai, so then the whole act of carrying the Balchai would consist of one act. The act of carrying by Reuven. Mashiach came when he's a living Balchai. And he does lighten the burden. The person or the animal lightens the burden. So then the act of carrying is a composite act. It's a composite act of itzoye and an act of walking. Well, so then it's not a sisipulo, it's a sisomixoso. It's a composite act. It's not a full act of carrying. This is what it says. So the hosom. So it's not a composite act there, because the act of the in yochel who puts his hand is a help. It's an act of carrying, and it's not important. It could be done without it. Could be eliminated. So it's not considered. So him kachav misayeh shem mamish v'chashmim kelim misayeh. Because it's in Imamish. But here, Avol Hochet the Efsha Klal, Sha'anese Yisoehu Beloi Siyu Ha'aniso. The fact is that in the way he's carried, and in view of the fact that it carried does not oppose, so Mimele lightens the burden. So that means that the help extended by the carried is imminent in the act. It's inseparable in the act of carrying by the carrier. So that means the act of carrying by the carrier is a composite act of carrying and walking. What do you mean walking? It's not, it's a walking, in other words, it's a making the carried person walk. I mean, it's walking on the part of the carried person. It's not walking on the part of the carrier. But now let's say, suppose you'll soon see, I mean, that there is a machlekes reshenim and dedim. Now, we say Chayei Seis Atzmei. So most Rishonim say that in order to apply the din of Chayei Seis Atzmei to a human being, so he must be able to make footsteps. But if a child is able to make footsteps, even he can make footsteps only when, let's say, the father holds the child by one hand and the mother holds the child by the other hand. But if in such a case where both two hold him by the hands, he is able to make footsteps, so then we apply the aloche of Chayei Seis Atzmei. And there is no chiyuv chatos if you carry such a child in Eretz Yisrael. However, the shita of the Baal Moyer is that when do we apply the aloche of Chayei Seis Atzmei to a human being with Raise? Only if he is able to be hila b'ragov. If he's able to be hila b'ragov, but if he's not able to be hila b'ragov, then we don't apply the aloche of Chayei Seis Atzmei. We don't apply the aloha of Chayei Seis Atzmei if he's not hila b'ragov. But even the Baal Moyer would make it that suppose you have a child, let's say he's 1 year old, he can't walk b'ragov, impossible. But when the father and the mother will hold on to his hands, then he'll walk maybe 100 feet that way until he becomes tired, so he'll refuse to walk for him. Now, according to Baal Moyer, that we don't apply the din of Chayei Seis Atzmei. So if someone will carry, if the father of that baby will carry the child on his shoulders, he'll be chayav chatos. Because the child is not hila b'ragov as yet. He's only able to make footsteps when you hold the hand to his hands. Neit lachas maniach achas, that's all. So if the father of that child, or anyone, will carry that child on the shoulders, the child not being able to be walking raglov, so be chayav chatos. But suppose the father, so he holds on to his hand and he walks with him, the Rishis Rabbi. So not only will not be chayav chatos, the Mishneh Daf Kuf Chof Ches says that Omer Rabbi Yudeh, Ein Mesai, that's Mimadi Didin Es Atinik. What does Mimadi mean? The mother holds on to his hands and the child walks by himself. So according to Baal Moyer, it's even though the halacha of Chayei Seis Atzmei applies to him, and in case the mother will carry the child on her shoulders, she'll be chayav chatos, but she is allowed lechatchile to be mimadeit the baby that way in the Rishis Rabbim. We are not gazing. Maybe if we allow the mother to be mimadeit, maybe she'll carry the baby on the shoulders. We're not gazing. So you're allowed to be mimadeit. But the question is, but it's not that the aloha of Chayei Seis Atzmei doesn't apply. So the answer is true, the aloha of Chayei Seis Atzmei doesn't apply. But in case you are mimadeit the child and the child makes footsteps by himself, true, he only makes the footsteps because you hold on to his hands. But when you hold on to his hands, so he is doing the walking, not the mother. The mother is not doing the walking for him. The child itself is doing the walking. But the mother enables the child to walk by itself. Without the mother holding on to the hands of the child, then the child wouldn't be able to walk. But when the mother is mimadi the child, holds on to his hands, then the mother enables the child to walk. So of course it's not Tuchiyem Zechatos, it's even Mutal Lechatchile according to Baal Moyer. The only Chiddush in Baal Moyer is the other Rishonim, I mean, disapprove of his Shite, because according to Baal Moyer, the same child, if the mother would carry the child and would lift it up and carry it on her shoulders, then she would be chayav zechatos. Still, we are matter lechatchile to be madit, and we are not even gazing. Maybe the mother will see that it's difficult for the child, so she'll decide to carry the child on the shoulders. So that's the reason as to why they reject the Baal Moyer's pshat. But as far as the madit itself is concerned, no one says that in itself should constitute an act of itzoy, because how could it constitute an act of itzoy? Is the child who is walking. And then let's take another example. According to Reb Nosson, according to Rabbonon, the halacha of Chayei Seis Atzmei